This is Clat 2. This is Hacker Public Radio. And I've got an interview, a group interview, on how to make moonshine. After you've made your coffee and your mead, you can try this one. The interview is with Cobra 2 from UnixPorn.com, Alan Hicks from Slackware, one of the IT guys from Southeast Linux Fest, and I think Art61 from Linux Cranks, or otherwise known as Evil As, and probably some other guys came around, but yeah, this is it. This is how to make moonshine. I'd never heard anything quite like this before, so they were standing around talking about moonshine and stuff like that, and I just had to hit record on my recorder. So it's pretty unique. I like to think it captures a little bit of that southern flavor for sure. I'm not sure how I feel about Cobra 2 taking a perfectly good coffee machine and making it into a moonshine still, but you know, you got to do what you got to do, I guess. So listen in on the interview. Enjoy it.
All right. Well, what you do is you take a bun coffee pot.
Uh-huh.
The reason you take a bun is because it has a thermostat inside of it with a reservoir
uh-huh.
that keeps water warm for your coffee. So when you pour in cold water, it fills up the reservoir and it dumps out the hot water. So you get so it brews as soon as you pour it in.
Nice.
All right. So. Basic idea, shoot the guts out of it, leave a thermostat in the reservoir. Then you pop a hole about halfway up the side, and you gotta take some copper sheet and line the entire inside.
Yeah, gotta be copper.
It's gotta be
copper. I can't use
not tin?
No.
Can't be tin, can't
be
iron, can't be a car radiator,
and it's
got to be copper.
And you have to make sure that you solder everything sealed.
Okay.
And you make a little tube about halfway up the pot and runs out the side. Use a little, some flashing tools.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call, right? Flange.
Basically,
yeah,
flange.
Yeah.
Flange.
What it does is it makes easy to slide on connections,
okay.
And then you solder those. But
or you could just raise
them. We're not soldering. Anyways, you make the rays of the flange coming out from the reservoir. That way you can take your extra bottle, shove right on it. And then you make a bottle out of a piece of copper sheet and have like pressure release on the end of it. So
uh-huh.
fill it up, and get your finger over the top of it,
right.
Shove it on.
Uh-huh.
Good to go.
Yeah.
A little steam will leak out of it, but it's okay.
Because you don't have a thumper barrel in this situation.
Yeah. And
what's a thumper barrel?
Well, if you get the mash too hot,
uh-huh.
it'll boil and puke up, and you don't want that to go into your bottles or nothing.
Oh, right.
So you just have a barrel there, and if it pukes up, you'll hear it fall and thump.
Right.
It's called a thumper barrel. That keeps it from getting in you.
And now, what is this mash stuff? What do you make
mash, it like? Mash is basically the flavor of the moonshine.
Yeah.
But let me get back to the design. We'll go into here in a second. All right. The still has an 8-hole. Means on the top of the reservoir there's a copper cap basically that captures all the steam, and it runs up, circles 8 times, then runs over through the top of the coffee pot down to where the coffee filter is. Coils down in a plastic tube that connects to a carbon filter and then drips right into your coffee pot.
Beautiful.
Basically what you're doing is you're heating the mash up and the alcohol will begin to evaporate out of it as it cooks.
Oh, okay.
And it'll go up through those tubes.
Yeah,
and then you cool it back down so that it becomes a liquid again.
Okay.
That's basically all you're doing.
Yeah, all right. Well, that makes sense. So what's the mash?
The mash is a mixture for the flavor of the alcohol.
And you just dump that stuff
mainly
in there?
Mainly corn, and you want to take broke corn kernels if you can. Or,
what kind of corn?
Depending on what you want to go for, you'll have them half sprouted and cracked. Some people use hog feed if it's corn based, but I don't recommend that.
So what? Just like the corn on corn on a cob? You just take the corn on the cob?
Yeah, you're talking about the kernels, right?
Yeah, okay. But dry.
Yeah.
You don't want them wet.
Okay. So you dry out a corn on the cob and like just cut off
chuck
the kernel, chuck it,
yeah.
And then you can either crack them, grind them up.
Mm-hmm.
You can throw them in their hole if you want to.
Yeah.
Don't really
don't
do that.
you can get some good flavor if you wet them just a little bit and let them start to sprout, then dry them out and crack them.
Okay.
Some people do that.
Yeah.
It all just depends. Just Google for it and you'll get all kinds of recipes.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, some people are getting really creative and make like fruit flavor, like peach.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Come on, clarify that one a little bit.
Usually you just add it after.
Oh, yeah? I thought it was part of the mash.
My granddaddy, he takes a corn mash and he throws a rat head and a peach in.
Yeah.
Well, the rat head's for bacteria. It makes the corn.
A rat head.
A rat head. Chop off a rat's head. The bacteria causes the corn to.
I mean, rats are like carriers of like the bubonic plague or something. I mean,
dude, 120 proof alcohol
kills anything.
And you're gonna drink this stuff?
Yeah. Look, this is Georgia, where we cook Brunswick stew with a chopped off hog's head inside it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how we like it.
Just big. Just for demonstration, I'm holding my arms about, 4 foot up?
About
4 foot apart.
Mm-hmm.
About this high. It's about
3 feet. No, not that high because it's a long stick.
Yeah.
Wow.
About 3 foot. Cool. Over a wood fire.
You want to learn how to cook Brunswick stew and make moonshine?
I'm all right. I get all the moves I need. I don't need
He gets the easy way.
It's legal for you to make 3 gallons a year for your own personal consumption.
That's what I was actually going to ask about the legality. I assumed it was legal, but it's not necessarily.
It is.
But only to a certain extent.
The legality of the still and how big you can have it.
Well, I think 1 gallon.
You can't run
gallon still.
You can't make it and take it.
Gallon mash. Make it and take it. Yes, exactly.
Across the state line or
anywhere.
Yeah.
It has to be in your site, your own home.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Why?
Because you don't pay taxes on it.
Mm-hmm. It's for your own personal consumption. You can make up to 3 gallons a year, according to the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and now explosives.
Wow, that is
ATF
messed up. It shouldn't. There shouldn't be like a restriction about where you can take it. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, you can't take an open container of regular liquor.
Well, that's retarded anyway.
Now somebody pulled me over and opened up my trunk. I'm a dead man. I might as well just park my butt.
I'm just dead.
That's just
we over here talking about dead rats, Tom's head, Brunswick stew.
All right, yeah.
Storms.
Yeah, you know, you know what Brunswick stew is? You know what Brunswick stew is?
No.
Oh,
okay.
We call it hats.
I just don't permit police to search me.
Like one of these hats over there? Or, not really. Brunswick stew.
Just keep anywhere like.
You need corn, you need onions, you need ground beef, you need some hog ground up, and you need a hog's head.
We don't put no ground beef in our
hands. We just use straight hog.
It's
shoot
beans.
A hog, you cut it up, grind it up, throw them in.
It's beans.
A hog
when we got extra ground beef, and we use that instead. You throw in some corn and cook it.
How long should you cook it?
Till it's done.
All night usually.
Yeah.
You want it to simmer down and stuff. I was just curious if the presence of a hog's head might affect cook time
keep
or something.
Keep the lid on. Keep the lid on.
You gotta
keep on.
You gotta. It will stick to the bottom of that pot
and it will burn and ruin it.
Yeah.
Oh golly. Yeah. That's about the worst thing in the world you can do is burn them.
So you have to do this in a pig roast too, right?
That's what I was going
to say. Generally you're cooking barbecue style.
The pig roast for several hours and they peel that skin back. Yeah, we just haven't explained it all. But
no, you don't drink at all?
I don't drink and I don't eat Brunswick stew.
You don't eat meat.
No, I don't eat meat.
I don't eat vegetables. That's all I eat.
I know.
Well, I'm serious. I had eggs and bacon this morning. I had chicken for lunch. And probably going to have some chicken or steak for dinner.
Yeah, I had sausage and then ground up beef. And I intend to eat steak tonight.
I
ain't eating some meat. You know?
I couldn't figure out a way how to get the dang grill strapped on the back of my car.
You should just put his truck.
Well, next time we do this.
55-gallon drum that I've cut in, basically cut in half, cut the bottom off, and
you need to put it on custom. It's custom.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
You may like to put it on the trailer.
I drive a Honda Civic, dude. You can pull behind a Honda Civic. I ain't doing that. You know what that does to transmission? That's why I had to replace the other one. Some idiot before me decided to drag around his little motorcycle.
Oh, God.
Through the mountains.
Why didn't he just ride the motorcycle through the mountains? That seems like...
Have you ever seen, you know, they got those... I seen this dude, and he did a trailer receiver hitch on one of those Honda Civics. And you open up the trunk, okay, and you can just see the bolts to that receiver hinge
through the
sheet metal, through the sheet metal on the trunk floor.
Not the frame.
There's no frame back there, really, you know?
Not really, but there's a little bit, and that's where this one was bolted to, but...
It was the bottom.
They were this long. That's it. What happened?
Man, you need to get you
shit happened,
room,
you know?
Like a real man.
I had a truck. I had to sell it.
Why didn't you sell the car?
The car got better gas mileage.
Yeah. That's kind of why I'm in a
Miata.
You
need to put training wheels on the car. So when it gets heavy in the back, the extra axle kind of rides there. Takes the weight.
Like the dump truck.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or like wheelie bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait a minute,
it's a front wheel drive.
Yeah.
Well, then you had to put them on the front. Come on, 12 seconds. But that's awesome because you could steer while doing a wheelie. Yeah.
I really don't think that'll work too well.
No.
No, because you're spinning tires, it's not really going to happen.
You mean that Honda Civic will actually spin a tire?
Dude, yeah, I can run it all the way out and first hit second about halfway through. Custom gears.
Yeah, well, if you got to rebuild the transmission, you might as well.
I didn't rebuild it. I still play one.
I still get 40 miles to the gallon.
Oh, hell yeah.
I get 18.
My truck got 6.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.